What's happening, RSL Nation? It's your boys Adele and
the Baker
with another post match quickie. Was that dramatic?
Yeah. Are you done with intro music?
Yeah.
Can I talk?
Yeah.
Intro. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this the other day, and I was looking at some of the analytics on the thing, on like the listeners and stuff.
We have analytics?
We've got some analytics.
Okay.
You know, stats and stuff, advanced analytics. No, I was looking at like the growth, and I realized there might be a contingent of RSL Nation currently listening that have no idea what the post-match quickie is about.
No kidding.
Well, I mean, think about it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So like RSL Nation, for those of you in the know, good job. For those of you not in the know, not your fault.
But
we just never really explained it.
Why don't you take a second and talk about it?
So post-match quickies were this like thing. So we'd go to the game, obviously.
All of the time.
Season tickets, all that good stuff. And then we'd like leave the game. And you and I would obviously talk about the game for like the next hour and a half. And
day and a half. But yeah, let's go with an
hour
and a half.
Yeah, immediately after, you know, we'd like sit there and we'd talk about it. And I'm thinking... And this was before, like we just used to record like once a week.
On a good week?
Yeah, like once every 3 weeks, really. And then it was just like, well, we should just like record our conversations after the game.
That was the idea, yes.
But we also usually go pretty hard at the game, for better or worse.
To clarify.
Yeah.
We didn't say let's record ourselves after the game because we're like some super interesting dudes.
No, it was just like good content. It was funny. And it's like, I don't know, it's a good visceral reaction. Anyway,
yeah,
all of this led to the post-match quickie where 20 to 30 minutes ideally, we literally just like a gut reaction to the, you know, what we had just seen. Usually
it's the conversation most people have on their way home after the game.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, on most times, we haven't even seen like a replay of the game yet.
Well, ideally, we haven't. That's the whole point. It's raw reaction.
Post-match quickie, RSL Nation. And this is the post-match quickie for the San Jose game.
And what usually happens before the post-match quickie?
Oh, man. So we have this little victory burrito situation where after every win, we pop over to Rancheritos and we do some damage there.
Well, we pop over even sometimes after a lot of wins.
Yeah, but the win ones just taste so much sweeter.
There's a secret sauce in there.
Yeah,
it only happens, and it's called a 3-point sauce. Ooh, we should do that.
Should be a thing, yeah. 3-point sauce.
3-point sauce.
But honestly, it's one of those things that work with everything. Like 3-point beer, 3-point shoes, it's just like 3 points are just great. But yeah, 3-point sauce. I'd be down with that. So we should probably get into this actual quickie.
Brand.
Yeah, 3 points.
3 points.
Like Supreme.
Let's get into the game. So what game did we just end up watching?
San Jose at home. It was kind of rough, I'm not going to lie.
That was a terrible game.
It was kind of rough.
The actual game. Yeah. And again, RSL Nation has to remember, we haven't watched a single goddamn replay, right? We've been at the game. We had a couple of brewskis here and there.
And read the comments on the Facebook page and Twitter.
A couple of them.
Yeah, that's it.
Most of them don't help.
Some help.
Well, some do. Most don't.
I like the analysis of, I'm glad we won.
Yeah.
Apt analysis.
It's the only comment I 100% agree with.
Yeah. I am glad we won.
Probably this week. Yeah. So RSL just beat San Jose.
Earthquakes. Are they the Earthquakes still or are they the Quakes now? I think they're the Earthquakes still.
I don't know. I keep referencing them as hashtag SJE.
Okay, so probably Earthquakes then.
That's what I do. I'm not sure if it's correct.
So probably not correct. All right.
RSL just beat San Jose at home, but a score 1-0 in a very ugly game.
Yeah.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the definition of two things. A, a must win.
Okay.
And B, a 6-point match.
Yeah, it was kind of like, especially as the night progressed and we saw the other scores come in, not to get too ahead of ourselves.
We'll cover that.
Yeah,
as well.
It very quickly was like, okay, this is a huge opportunity tonight. But yeah, like to go back to the like kind of awful game part, like the first half was just not to paraphrase you, we're watching two very depleted teams.
Midweek.
Like, that's what it was. It was not fully formed teams. That being said, I think that roster was actually a lot stronger than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, that starting lineup?
Yeah. But yeah, man, it was just like not very entertaining, very good soccer, especially the first half. The second half picked up a little bit, but...
Tiny bit, especially the second half of the second half.
Right. It wasn't pretty footy by any stretch of the imagination.
Did you expect in any way, shape, or form to have Savarino on the bench ready to go today?
No, not at all.
The guy... We were recording about, 24 hours ago?
Mm-hmm.
He was playing. He was actively on the field.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's, I'm glad that Venezuela isn't, it's not as bad as Africa or Europe as far as flight times go. This is kind of cool. As I was perusing through Twitter, Sam Johnson, who wasn't on the bench, he obviously just got back like 2 minutes ago.
Right.
Was in the stands hanging out with fans.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Where?
I think it was one of the corner sections. I'm not 100% sure. I couldn't make it out in the photo.
So he was back.
But yeah, he was back, but he was obviously chilling with the fans. I respect that.
And he played serious minutes as well.
Yeah. So. I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's classy. It's a classy move.
The lineup. Mm-hmm. Lineup comes out.
Yeah.
And again, I think you already said this. I thought way better than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure why. Everyone on that lineup makes sense.
I mean, I think some of the under 23s, so I was pretty shocked to see Glad.
I totally expected him to play.
No, I did not expect him to play. Maybe like off the bench or something. I was kind of surprised to see, not as much as Glad, but I was surprised to see Herrera for no other reason than the fact that we just needed bodies there. Like, there weren't enough dudes. Brooks Lennon actually got to play in the attack, which that was a breath of fresh air.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, Brooks Lennon.
So when we get into it, man, who impressed, who didn't? Call out a couple of dudes each way.
Yeah. I think impressed is kind of hard. I think Plata made the most of his time back. I think a nice goal would have been good.
I agree. I think Plata did really well tonight.
Yeah, I think he kind of stood out to me. I mean, the mirror to me kind of gets the nod for man of the match, and just I think he really took that attacking midfielder role and kind of ran with it in the first.
Really?
Yeah.
You think the mirror's for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Forget the goal.
Okay.
Because the guy who scores the goal seems to always get man of the match if it's a 1-0 match.
Yeah, it doesn't
hurt.
But doesn't hurt. It's kind of a good...
Without the goal, do you think Demir is the man of the match for you?
Yeah, I think so. He was creating a lot. He had a few... Like, even before the goal, he had good looks. I think he's the only one that actually threatened on goal. I think he was trying to do the most. I think even without the goal, God forbid, 0-0 tie, I'm giving it to Demir. The goal definitely helps. Definitely.
I think it's 0-0 tie. I'm giving it to Herrera.
Yeah, Herrera had a great game. Herrera had an outstanding defensive game. He's definitely up there. And then Douglas Martinez, who was actually signed, I think, earlier this year for the Monarchs. So for the Monarchs, he's had 19 games, 11 goals. But even in his initial press release, it was like, the hope to move up to the senior team. And he got that chance today. He had a few actual good moments.
Yeah.
But overall, and I know you'll probably disagree with this, I thought a little shaky, man. A little shaky.
How old is the kid, do you know?
I don't know. Probably like 12 or something.
Yeah. 13. I thought he did okay. I thought the game itself was not structured in a manner that would allow him to do really well. There just wasn't a whole lot of offensive movement during that game. I thought he did good. First start, coming up in the depleted department as it is right now. I mean, obviously he didn't like blow anyone's mind out of the water. I thought he had a couple of good balls up front. I thought he held it well, which I think is the number one quality of a hold up player.
Yeah, I didn't think he did it. I don't think he did that that well.
I thought he did.
I think he did that okay. I would say that was the one thing that he was like above average.
You have to remember how old he is. You have to remember
22. He's 22. I just looked it up.
And you also have to remember it's his first start for the A team. Mm-hmm. I thought he did. Okay, don't get me wrong. Look,
C minus for me. There it is.
He's number three in my depth chart at that position right now. Maybe four.
Okay.
But Sam Johnson.
Right.
Obviously.
Yep.
Demir Krylov.
Okay.
Number two. And, I mean, obviously it depends on who else is playing.
But Corey Baird.
Yeah. Play Corey Baird in that position.
I'd pick all three of those guys over him. Yeah. All right. We're on the same page. Yeah. He did exactly the same thing that you and I are describing. We just have different feelings about it. I don't feel like he did anything extraordinarily well.
Nothing special.
Like, there was nothing that I was like, okay, I get it now. Like, he's quick. He can cross the field in like three steps, being 16 feet tall.
He's a tall
seems
dude.
Seems to help.
Yeah.
But even then, like, he's kind of like, I can say this because, you know, really recognize real, but he's a lurpy dude.
And you, like, are a lurpy dude.
Yeah.
So
that's what
say
I mean.
That.
Like, you know, it's the pot calling the kettle black. But, like, he's just like this lurpy kind of, like, he's like, he gets shoved off the ball because his center of gravity is so damn high. I don't know, just like nothing. I was like, oh, he's doing this super well.
There's nothing wrong with being lurpy.
No, I agree. It's just like, you know, I feel like he'd be more dangerous. If he had some mass on himself, I could be like, oh, okay, aerial pieces, this is the guy.
And that could still come. I honestly thought for the position and the situation
right
he's in, that's sufficient. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know.
Good, not great.
He went in there. He earned his paycheck today. Let's say it that way.
Sure. Only because his paycheck is probably something like $50,000.
Yeah, there's that.
That's probably the league minimum. Anyway.
So then I mentioned this earlier. So Herrera, I think, in my opinion, is man of the match. He had the best game.
All right.
But then Toya did real well today,
I thought. Yeah, fullbacks showed up today. Showed up.
Did anyone disappoint? I mean, I remember the first half because, you know, we obviously stand next to each other and we're like, this is ugly. Nothing is working. Nothing is this. Nothing is. This is just not. At the same time, I couldn't really point my finger at who sucks.
I was kind of disappointed by the defensive central midfield a little bit, honestly. I don't know what was going on. I just felt like we were giving San Jose way too much space centrally in our final third. They could just run the ball deep into the box, I felt like, without a lot of contention.
That's why we lost to Portland, right?
Yeah.
Because we gave that kind of space to a guy like Valeri.
Right, yeah. It's
lucky for us, San Jose doesn't have a Valeri.
Right.
Otherwise, we're looking at a couple of balls in the back of the net.
I was just like, who is supposed to be there? Like, I feel like Kyle Beckerman kind of was playing like a sweeper role, so he was like way deep. And then Everton and Demir were like way too high up. Like, there was just like this gap in our center.
Yeah, Everton just seemed a little shaky today.
Yeah, and I don't think he played necessarily bad. It's just he was like, I feel like he wasn't where he was supposed to be. Like, I don't know what's being asked of him by, you know, the coaching staff,
right.
But like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, so Kyle's playing like basically a third CB at this point. So he's way in the back, like
many times.
And then I'm looking at Demir and Everton and they're kind of in the attack generating, you know, like getting ready to spring an offense. And I'm just like, okay, so who's supposed to be getting this dude who's running into the box now on the San Jose side? That part worried me. I don't know I don't know where that fault lies. I don't know what instructions they're getting, but wherever, like, that needs to be addressed stat.
Everton did seem a little more offensive today than he has year to date.
I'd agree.
And he seemed a little more shaky today.
Yeah, some of his passing wasn't that clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's because we are just
expectation is high
such
now.
High, you know, again, still year to date, player
MVP.
MVP of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was not his best performance, I thought. Now, so, how about Demir at number nine?
Like,
today.
Yeah. Like, so at second half, then after the substitutions, he didn't play striker, he played attacking midfielder.
Right, yeah.
And then I feel like, so we made the subs. We brought in Bofo and Savarino for Plata and what's his name? Corey. No, no, not Corey. No, Brooks Lennon. Brooks Lennon.
No, yeah. No.
It was Brooks Lennon.
The kid. The kid.
What kid? Oh, Douglas Martinez.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. Thank you. Yep, that's what it was. And then I feel like Jefferson kind of took over that attacking midfielder role. Bofo took over the winger. And that's when the mirror moved up to the number nine. And I think that's when RSL looked the most dangerous.
It was a completely
totally changed the game. I mean, it helps to bring on, you know, somebody of the caliber of Jefferson Severino into the game.
Even though he played like 18 minutes before.
2 seconds ago, yeah. And it was, I mean, outstanding. I didn't see anything that was like, oh, man, these guys are gassed. And they were brought out pretty early. I think 68th, 65th minute, 64th minute, something like that. They were brought out early enough, I remember, to be like, okay.
Yeah, there was like
there's
a good
enough
20
time
something
to make
minutes.
A difference. Yeah, yes.
And it was a totally different game.
Totally
it
different
was
game.
Clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, immediately attack on that right. left side got insane.
And I love seeing Bofo.
Yeah.
I think there's... With what we have right now, it is inexcusable.
Right.
It's ungodly to not have Bofo Sucedo start every single game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bofo Sucedo, and I've mentioned this multiple times,
right,
is our second most skilled player on the roster right now.
Yeah.
After, obviously, mm-hmm. Severino.
I guess my only disagreement with that has been the fact that Albert has kind of been playing that role. Demir has been playing Albert's role.
Albert
and
is
Sam
still
Johnson.
The most important player we have on the field.
Right. It's just Albert does that from the left side now.
Yeah, I don't think he should.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's, I think, definitely worth debating. But, like, I think...
Not in a post-match quickie.
I agree.
Anyone disappoint?
I think Douglas Martinez has proven himself on the B side that I think he definitely deserves more chances and, you know, have some games where the nerves can kind of calm down a little bit. The kid scored 11 goals in 19 games
right.
for the Monarchs, so there's
That's
obviously something there. There's a good
yeah.
ratio there. He's doing something right. I think the Nick Raimondo decision making at the end there with the whole like him running out and doing whatever the hell that was.
It wasn't even at the end. It was
yeah. I mean, it's like
plenty
second,
of footy left.
Yeah,
yeah,
second half. I just want to go watch that again. I don't. It was one of those things where I'm like. I looked over to you and I'm
like a handball.
Yeah, I'm like, he's getting booked for sure. There is no way he's staying on the field.
In case anyone missed it, we're talking about Rink Raimondo sliding outside the box in the second half, clearing a ball that we all thought. And
oh,
it wasn't just you and I. It was everyone
most
around
of
us.
35 was like, okay, that's the end for Raimondo's night.
It basically looked to me like almost a carbon copy of what...
Timmy Howard
did yeah. Ariad Hinto in the same goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Except his was very clear. Now,
yeah.
This is the beauty of the post-match quickie. You and I have not watched any of these replays.
I haven't.
It
that being said,
looked. It
you
looked
know who
like
did?
A red.
You know who did see the replay?
Ref?
The ref.
Yeah.
The ref apparently went to his ear.
Well, he was either picking his ear or listening to something, but he definitely was holding his ear
mm-hmm.
and said no.
Yeah, so the fourth official told him nothing worth seeing. Or the VAR official, not the fourth. Those are different things now.
Yep.
Yeah. All in all, we got lucky on that one.
Hey, let's talk about crowd real quick.
Who?
Crowd.
The crowd or
the
just...
crowd.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday, man. I wouldn't overanalyze a Wednesday game.
I'm not talking about attendance. I'm talking about spirit within who was there. I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, for a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. What we really should talk about is
the lines.
The lines.
Jeez.
Like, yo, yeah, I get it's a Wednesday game, but you can't like turn off half the stadium.
They quite literally seemed on the east side mm-hmm. of the entrance. They literally seemed to have.
They closed four metal detectors.
Half the entrances were closed.
Yeah, that was nuts. The lines were massive.
I've never seen longer lines.
No, that's unacceptable. If anyone from RSL is actually listening, like don't just shut. Like, I get it. No one wants to work on a Wednesday night, but like, you know,
four more people should be okay.
Yeah, four more people. Go find them. Like that just can't happen again.
That was terrible. I've never yeah. that
the stadium
line.
Was, like the stadium felt empty for like the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
People were still trying to get in.
There was more people outside than inside.
Yeah.
The lines literally went to State Street on
right.
the east
yeah.
side of
yep.
the stadium.
Yep, I remember that.
We have shown up late before. We've shown up just in time. We've shown up real early.
That was the worst I've seen it.
Oh, not even close.
Yeah, that was bad.
I would say that was probably the twice the longest lines I've ever seen at Rio Tinto Stadium.
I would agree. But, hey.
All right, what else we got? Post-match wiki, we're feeling good.
Do you
want to
talk about the actual goal? The goal was nice.
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about the goal.
The goal was really nice. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's literally the only difference today.
Yeah.
I think, was it Demir with the header, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it was a good number nine goal.
Yeah, it was like, I remember the ball off of a corner, if I'm not mistaken.
I remember you screaming, cross it back in, yeah, put it back in.
Yeah, so it's that second ball, it's that second chance. It's what separates average teams and good teams. It's
okay. Recycle.
Yeah, get the ball back in there.
Kids, always recycle.
Always recycle. Yeah, that should be on a shirt with Demir's face on it. No, I mean, it went right to, like, it was almost like uncontested. It was that good of an opportunity, I feel like.
It was contested.
There
was a dude in his face as he was getting the header.
And this is where watching the replays has benefits. Because I'll be honest with you,
the stadium.
No, I'm like, before the quickie.
After the fact.
I'll be honest with you, I just remember like screaming and shaking and jumping. And that's really all I remember. But no, great goal.
I remember looking at the line ref.
Right. Yeah, the AR.
Like, hey, let's see what happens. This happened. Like, no one's going to say anything. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it was very clear that he was on.
Who crossed it? Was that not Lennon that crossed it?
I thought it was Jefferson.
No. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it was Jefferson. I mean, I'm sure. Okay, we can look that up.
No, we're not going to look that up.
I'm looking that up as you talk.
When you do that, it's going to do the thing with the...
Well, I'm keeping it real low.
Yeah. All right. So, 1-0. We know Demir scored. I thought he did not look like... This might have been, in my opinion, this is a weird thing to say, one of Demir's worst games.
What?
Yeah.
No, dude. Not even close.
No, it doesn't mean it's a bad game, but I think it's one of his worst games for us. He did not look like much of a factor. Demir's almost like a man lost in space.
Dude, I got to disagree with everything you're saying.
They're switching his position so often, he doesn't know where to line up anymore, it seems to me.
No, I mean, I think the what was being expected of him was very, very, very clear.
What was expected of him?
Okay, attacking midfielder. He went back, collected the ball, generated attack, was looking for good final passes.
Let me ask you this question. Would you play Demir as he played today over your average game, Albert Rusnak, in that position?
Yeah, because Albert Rusnak will be on the field on the left-hand side.
No cop outs, man. I'm talking
that's
about
that's not a cop out. That's literally the scenario these days.
This specific position.
Because, like I said,
the hobby position.
Right, because Albert Rusnak will be on the left hand side. That's how we've been lining up.
Out. Did you look up who assisted them?
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to like see the replay here.
All right. What else?
Yeah, I think it was Lennon.
What else we got on the calendar for the post match? Quickly, we're well north of 20 minutes already.
Oh really?
Yep.
Should we
talk about some of the other games that just like went in our way,
well,
our favor?
So like regardless of everything else, every single RSL boy and girl will go to bed tonight knowing that we're second in the West
again,
which is fantastic. We took care of business, we did it. But we also, it was one of those nights that just like the stars lined up perfectly.
Who else played tonight? And so, we did talk about him last night, and I think we gave projections. I know I did.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the only way to summarize it is MLS going to MLS. So LA played Colorado.
LA Galaxy.
LA Galaxy, right? The original LA, and they ended up losing to Colorado.
Basically,
2-0.
Like neck to neck with us in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, I think like a 2-point difference. I think LA ended up getting like a red, and then they didn't get a red, and then I think there
was
100 like,
minutes.
Yeah, like 10 minutes, or it was 9 minutes of extra time for the LA game.
As far as we could tell, because...
Yeah, we were following this in the stadium as we were also trying to watch a game.
The match tracker actually doesn't go to triple digits, so we don't know how high it actually went again.
So, thank you, Crapids.
Again?
Yeah, helping
twice
us
twice in, like, what, 4 days?
Keep on keeping on. If this is how they want to impress, I'm all for it. New coach.
I tell you what.
So,
They win one more game against one of our opponents, and I know they have at least one more left.
Right.
We're going to drop that C.
Nah, it's going to be crap. It's
for the rest of the year.
Yeah, no. It's under their new coach. They've, I think, played 3 or 4 games with him. They've won all 3 or 4. I think it's 3.
Yeah, the only thing that matters to us is that they beat the LA Galaxy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then
yeah.
I thought so.
Worrisome. I'm just worried about them for next year. That's all I'm trying to get at. We'll get there when we get there. Sure.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I thought Colorado beating LA Galaxy at home specifically, and more importantly and specifically, a team that has nothing to lose. Right. Bottom of the league, or second from the bottom of the league in this case.
So I think it's like third.
No, second from the bottom.
Vancouver and Houston, I think, are below Colorado.
Well, maybe now. No, Houston won today too. That which takes me to my next point of, I thought Houston beating Minnesota was drastically lesser chance, yet it happened.
Yeah, I think, was it 2-1 or was it 2-0?
2-0.
Yeah, it was like 2-1 at one point. No,
2-1 was Colorado. Houston beat Minnesota 2-0.
Yeah, but and then like, oh, Houston,
it was like a goal.
They
call
scored,
back.
Yeah, and then they called it back. I think they both were 2-0.
No, Colorado was 2-1.
I'm looking that up too, bro. I just remember like it going. Yep. Colorado beat LA Galaxy 2-1.
This is becoming a theme.
Houston
of this
Dynamo
podcast.
Beat Minnesota United 2-0, and it was 2-1 at one point, and then they took a goal back. Which I'm curious to see those replays. Like, because that game also went 10 minutes over. So, like,
yeah, it was,
there's
it was
some crazy stuff going on. Yeah, for sure.
The theme of this podcast is becoming you saying, yeah, you're right.
No, the theme of this podcast is MLS going to MLS, RSL second in the West.
I did not, and I said this last night, I was fully expecting that LA Galaxy gets 3 points versus Colorado.
Yep.
And the Houston, Minnesota gets 3 points versus Houston. Yeah. Secretly, not to a level of like I would put a money on it, on a bet. I was hoping maybe one of those two ties.
Right.
Like through some 95th minute equalizer. It's just crazy. Yeah.
A little individual brilliance.
Both of them winning.
Yeah. Sets us up. Sets us up for a good weekend.
It was ridiculous. It was absolutely awesome. And then we win.
Yeah.
In an ugly game.
Right.
This is...
depleted. Guys coming back.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a bad weekend. It wasn't our result. It was other people's results. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we had about two or three incredible weekends.
Sure.
Where for some reason, all the stars aligned for us. And it worked out well.
So I mean, it's also worth noting that San Jose fans are literally... like I'm checking the San Jose Facebook earlier, and like San Jose fans are also going, well, the rest of the games, you know, make this less bad. Like even they're excited about how the other two games went.
Good, let them be excited. I think this is a 9-pointer.
Yeah, don't invent new things. It's a 6-point game. It's not a new thing. It wasn't a 9-point game.
If nothing else, it could be a 12-point game.
It's not a 12-point game. It's a here's what you can say. You can say it was a 12-point day. You can say it's a 9-point day. It wasn't a 9-point game.
Let me say it this way.
It was a 6-point game. I'll give you that. It was a must win. I'll give you that. Don't invent new things.
Let me say it this way.
So frustrating.
Okay, let me recalculate it for you so it makes sense.
Recalculate it, bruh.
Four teams are racing for playoff standings.
I would make the argument that there's 8 teams competing for six spots. Or 7 teams competing for 6 spots.
I'm talking about 4 teams in action today.
Sure.
LA Galaxy. Minnesota United.
Right.
Real Salt Lake. San Jose Quakes. Yeah. Earthquakes. Okay. Whatever. Are competing for basically the same thing at this point. Hold on. Let me forget.
All right.
But are we not all competing for playoff seeding at this
point?
But
there isn't a single playoff spot. There's multiple spots.
They're all competing for the same thing, which is the highest possible ranking in the playoffs.
RSL wasn't competing against LA tonight.
Absolutely was.
No.
Oh, totally disagree.
There was nothing RSL could have done to have that impact. There was no competition there.
I disagree.
Okay, what could RSL have done to impact the LA Colorado result? Explain.
No, that's
to
not
me.
The point. I'm not
that's,
saying.
But that's what I'm saying. There was no competition there. We were not competing against LA tonight.
It doesn't matter. To us, it's
still... You just said that's what was going on. You said we're competing.
To us, LA Galaxy dropped 3 points tonight.
Yeah.
And we gained 3 points.
Yeah.
Which just put us added 6 points between us and them.
Yeah, but three points. Like, not directly. Like, we weren't actually competing with them.
Oh, absolutely. Directly. So that's 3 points. Then Minnesota loses.
Right, but that there wasn't a game there. It wasn't. That was not a 3-point game.
You're looking at this
or
way,
6-point game. No, I'm not letting you redefine the English language just because you think it sounds fucking sexy. I'm sorry for swearing, Arsalan.
It's not a matter of
way too long.
It's not a matter of the English language.
It literally is.
We quite literally gained 3 points on Minnesota tonight without playing them.
Correct. And so there's quite, no game there.
But we gained 3 points.
Sure, but that's an important distinction that I need you to hear.
No.
We did not have a game against Minnesota tonight. That's, fact.
Well, yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
What's your point?
That it wasn't a game, so these points weren't point games. Well, however many points we gained, we didn't gain them in a game.
You don't have to.
Well, no, because I know what you're going to do. You're going to add the 3 points, and you're going to add the other 3 points, and you're going to add our 3 points, and you're going to go, see, 12-point game.
Yeah.
Wasn't a 12-point game. Yeah. I will give you 12-point night. I'll give you 9-point night.
Yeah.
All, no problem.
Oh, that's your problem.
My problem is how you're using the word game.
Okay.
We didn't have a 12-point game.
Got it.
It doesn't exist. Not a thing.
By the end of the game.
Uh-huh.
Was it a 12-point game?
No, it was a 6-point game.
Was it a 12-point night?
Yeah, it was a 12-point night.
That is your problem.
That's my problem.
You actually fundamentally agree with me on the rest
of
this.
No, I don't. I'm prepared to concede that just because it's like, I get it. It sounds cool. Like, yo, Arsenal Nation, 12-point night. Just, but like, don't, you know.
Just say it.
No, it wasn't a 12-point game.
Say it.
No.
Say that was right.
You definitely weren't right because you were going to call it a 12-point game.
Okay. 12-point night.
Okay, no problem.
We must have played a game to make it 12
because
we have to gain something
over
them. Galaxy drops 3 points, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota drops 3 points, basically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
San Jose drops 3 points.
Yeah, and we gain 3 points.
And we gain 3 points.
Totally get your math, 100%. Great, great 12-point night.
Times three, carry to zero.
Yeah, no, your math checks
12 points.
12-point night. It was a great first time that I can remember, 12-point night.
I can't remember the last one.
I'm putting that in the title.
What?
12-point ... night.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
So all of this BS later, you're going to call it that.
Okay. Yeah, it's right. Grown on me. All that being
all right, bro,
said,
what else we get?
One of the teams that, you know, contributed to the 12-point night, as it is also our next opponent. So we are going to Minnesota away this weekend. Another huge game.
We need a podcast. We have proper full
podcast
before the game.
We'll see.
Friday, Saturday.
We keep saying
something.
That, and that never happens.
Well, we can just.
I'm very
happy.
Very happy with how tonight went, and I feel like it buys us a tiny bit of breathing room this weekend.
How could tonight have gone any better?
I mean, I would have been cool with like Minnesota getting like 3-4 red cards. That's the only thing I would change is red cards.
I mean, results
like,
wise.
No, it's if I had to pick results for us, this is the results I'd pick.
Yeah.
Literally. So
I wouldn't even have dreamt of these results.
No,
I would have been.
No.
You tell me yesterday, we win. I don't care how ugly or not. And
but the other
one
teams,
of the other two, just one.
Like ties?
Ties.
Oh, that's
I'm signing
best,
up.
Best
I'm
case
I'm signing
scenario.
Up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Here's my down payment.
One losing, remembering they're playing Houston and Colorado.
Right.
I would have been like, you're drinking drugs.
Sure.
Both of them losing?
And us winning. Us winning. It was all in all, a perfect night of soccer for your Real Salt Lake fan.
A 12-point night, ladies and gentlemen.
12-point night. There
what
you
else
have
we
it.
Got? What else we got on that list?
I think on that we should call it a post-match quickie.
I agree.
Arsenal Nation, always a pleasure. It's been your boys, Dylan the Baker, and we hope you enjoy this post-match quickie. Hit him with that outro.
Adios, amigos and amigas.